I think about the fact that I get to raise my children here. You know, we were on the mission field, and when we came back, I cried because I didn't want to raise my children in America. That was just the worst thing I could imagine. But we ended up here, and we have no idea what's growing in the shadows of this community. And I remember one time Sydney was almost five, and she had had several nightmares, just awful demonic nightmares. And I shared at our management team about these nightmares. And Mike slams his fist down on the table and he says, "We're going on a fast. We're going to break this off." And that's what launched the Global Bridegroom Fast. Right. It was the care and concern for my daughter. And, you know, the fruit of that is this. Sydney, at 5 years old, I go to wake her up from preschool. It's just a few months afterwards. And she has a smile on her face. And I said, "Sydney, what's going on?" She goes, "Mommy, I had the most amazing dream." She said, "I had a dream. I had a white dress on. It was shiny and puffy and jewels all over." She goes, "I was walking down the aisle and I was marrying Jesus." She said, "I said to him, 'Jesus, I love you.'" She goes, "All of a sudden, angels started singing, 'Glory to God in the highest.'" She said, "Jesus then pointed at her, looked back at the crowd and said, 'This one, she is mine.'" We don't need to teach her the bridal paradigm. Jesus introduced himself to her at 5 years old as the bridegroom. That is the fruit of this community and our
children.
And
that's instead of oppression and fear coming to her at night because people cry out to God together.
Yeah, we cried out to God together as a community. And the fact that we swap money around so much in this community, the wads of cash that get passed around from person to person, I bet it's the same $1,000 making its way through all of our hands. I love that. And the fact, there's a million things I want to say, but our 16th wedding anniversary, we share it with the Hoods. It was 2 years ago. Our kids got together and planned a surprise 16th wedding anniversary. What they did, they cleaned our house, They invite us over and they say, our children say, "Okay, we're going to start out by praying in the spirit." So they start praying in the spirit. Samuel Hood gets his guitar out. He starts leading worship. They break forth and start prophesying over us as parents. These are the children that are being raised up in our community. It's not just our children. It's the
Absolutely.
Children. This is what God is doing. So I'm excited to be here. I don't want to leave. And I'm so glad that we're all fighting for that. You're fighting for my children. I'm fighting for yours. And we're contending for a godly community. And it's working. It's happening. It's real.
And I just want to end by saying, I believe that time periods are important to our Father. 10 years, a decade, we've been on this journey. And I think, I just want to encourage some of you tonight that you're saying, "I don't know." I want to ask you to really sign up again and to say, "I am in this reality." Because you give yourself to here. You plant a root system here. Heaven calls you extremely wise in this hour. And another, a decade will go, 10 years from now, and you'll be able to look back and you go, "Thank you, God, for giving me the grace to be an individual of wisdom at this time in history." And I want to encourage you. 10 years, Mike used to say this all the time. Nick and I were talking about this. You guys, he'd say this all the time. He'd say, "It's going to go, 10 years will go by."
10 years, 1 minute. 1 minute will be 10
It'll
years.
It'll go like
It'll be
this.
Our 10-year anniversary in 1 minute.
I mean, he used to
Here
say
we
that.
Are.
He used to say that all the time. He used to say, "There will be a day when worship leaders will be fighting for slots, and 10 years is going to go by like that." And it's boom, it has gone by like that. I lost my hair in these 10 years.
But your sword got an edge on it.
I just want to add one thing to that too, because seasons will ebb and flow for many of us in here. Many of you started out full time. You went to an occupation in a season. You've come back full time. Some of you were full time. You became mothers. Now you're raising 3 or 4 kids. The functions change. The functions change, but we are in this together as a family of affection. There's no shame in the different seasons. There's no reason to hide and say, "Oh, I was this, but now I'm a stay-at-home whatever. Or I went to the bank and was a teller." No, you're sowing, you're giving, you're coming, you're praying. You're on the watch at one season, another person is. We're all doing this together. And I just have that feeling in the room that some of you need to know that you're in this with us. You're here because God's brought you here, and we're going to go together.
Okay, we're going to end with just Luke And Trez, giving a little what's on their heart and calling us to the Lord in this. We're going to break. I'm going to have the tables go ahead and get set up. We're going to sign this book of remembrance. And what this book of remembrance is, it's those that are saying in your heart. We're going to have a dedication prayer after Lou and Trez get through sharing. And we're going to dedicate ourselves to the Lord. And we're going to sign this book just saying, Lord, it's in our heart to build the house of prayer. Doesn't mean full time, not full time, whether you sing or dance. It doesn't mean function. It means your heart saying, I want to build the house of prayer in this place. Not just the house of prayer of the nations, which that's good enough. But I'm saying here in this family, you're signing the book and you're saying, I'm going to be here as long as the Lord will keep me here. And then after you sign the book, you'll go take the bread and the elements. You'll go back to your chair and just take it at your own time. But you'll take it. And the reason you go back to your chair is just so you make room for others, because there'll be a big line here. So we want you to sign the book first and then take the elements after that. And then the worship team will come up after they share. And then, of course, the basketball team starts in about 15 minutes after that. You just sign your name is all you're doing. Okay? And so Lou and Trez, this is one. Lori Stead, go ahead and grab Nick's picture. My favorite picture is on that floor right now. There you go. Go ahead and give it to him. That better be on the wall. If I come over, Nick, it's not on the wall. I'm taking it back because that is my favorite picture. No, I know. He loves those girls so much. Okay, so one of the greatest things God gave us, it was 2 years ago. He sent the Ingles here. I mean, this was... I don't mean just because they're cool and neat. I'm talking about, as an old guy, I needed, like when Gary Weens moved, that I was sad. Because that was an old guy who was teaching and praying, and I needed a few more old guys. So we got a few of us here. But when Lou and Therese came, it helped me. Because you took your 25, 30-year history, and the Lord sent you here. I took that personal. I said, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you guys for coming and for bringing your history with us. So tell us a little what's on your heart and why should we do this for another decade or whatever? Because you're not all promising for a decade, but you're saying, as long as I can in the will of God, it's in my heart tonight to help build this house, whether in the marketplace, in the home, in the prayer room, wherever, I'm going to help build this house. What's happened in your heart and why should they do that? And then after that, we're going to have Laura Hackett come up and devil is raging, battle is raging. And then we're going to sign that. And break bread, and then go enjoy that basketball game if you're around. Go ahead.
I'm just going to take a minute, because Lou and I were going to share the same thing, only we didn't know it till we got up here. But I just want to say thank you, Mike, because while you and Diane have been sewing, and all the other people that came up here, while you all have been sewing behind the scenes, in Pasadena we were praying, but mostly I was a mom at home. And so Lou was over at Mott praying. 10 years ago, Jesse would have been 12. I would have had a bunch of kids in between every couple years, kept having another one. Had a 1.5-year-old, and my greatest lesson then, and for all the moms with Mother's Day coming up, was that I could intercede at home. And so I want to thank you, because now I come here, and the fruit of my children, I'm having to go at midnight to pick up my kids at the prayer room because they want to stay and stay
and
stay.
That beats picking them up in that other place.
Yeah, right. And then I get in the car, and my 7-year-old is singing, put my favorite one on, number 13, pick me up like a paintbrush. You know, we got Julie Mars. Singing all the time, praying. So we've been incredibly impacted. I realize, Mike, coming here, the reason I love you and love IHOP so much is that you're like Lou. You're like a coach. You're an encourager. We always feel so loved by you and by Diane. So I want to thank you for that. Song of Solomon 8 was the verse that we put on our wedding invitation, so the Lord brought us full circle. Here we are. I love prophecy. My best friend called me this morning, and we had a prophecy fulfilled today, so I'm going to pass that over to Lou. He'll share what the prophecy was fulfilled. Yeah. But I just want to... about Jonathan. But I just want to say I remember the spot I was in when Lou shared about Mike Bickle doing 10 years ago, the very place I was in my house, I remembered when he shared, Mike Bickle's going to do 24/7. And this is a confession in front of however many people are here, that I was a little bit jealous.
No, that's godly. That's
because
godly
I thought
that's
all
biblical.
The time that we've been praying in Mott, and Mike's going to do the 24/7. But here I am loving it. I just remember this spot I was in, and I thought, the Lord's doing it 24/7. So I just honor my husband, and I honor you and Diana as forerunners, and just say, we are yours for the journey. The very first prayer set I came for here, Grace was leading Brian. It was Psalm 84, which is my favorite psalm. We're all on a pilgrimage with you, and I just would count it a privilege if our name were on the same page as yours in the Book of Remembrance in heaven. So, thank you.
Lou, what's happening in your heart, and why should we do this another 10 years? Tell us, and then we're going to respond to God. You're giving us the charge here.
Well, I can remember maybe like 20 years ago reading this scripture, and David prepared a place for the Ark of God. And we read books about the Ark of God, how to bring up the Ark of God, but nobody had any thought that we could actually do it. We talked about it, but it was all a concept back then. I remember being all alone, priesting before God, because that's what I thought you do, in my hands, with the songs that I wrote. You talk about bad songs. But no, they're all right. Thinking, we are restoring the priesthood. me and a couple of guys, you know. We had no concept of this. And when the Lord, we read this about this, bringing the Ark of God, and that the fathers, the sons would be the ones that would carry the Ark on their shoulders. And I would sing that song, as I've told you before, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. Where's the house you'll build for me? And I would cry and sing that song with my 5-string guitar. I walked in this morning on the 10th anniversary of IHOP, and my son Jonathan was on the keyboard. First time, I think, in the public global prayer, leading worship. And guess what song they were singing? Heaven is my throne and earth is. And I walked in, I felt like the Lord said, Lou, it's no longer just you dreaming about it. What we're talking about is that which you wanted to build. I didn't know how to build. I feel like David, who wanted to build a house but didn't know how to do it. And I came to Kansas City, I found there was a builder. God and Mike Bickle. And I actually felt that the Lord said, Lou, it was in your heart to build a house, but I will build a house for you. And now it's not just me dreaming about it or having a boombox 3-year house of prayer that wilted after 3 years when I went to the call, but I've actually come home to the dream of God. And I feel like an old man. We're saying we were like those who dreamed. And I feel like weeping at looking at the foundation, not because it's less than what it was, but because it's so far greater than what I began with. Mm-hmm. And I want to just say, those 10, 20 years, I'm looking at it now, and now we've got worship teams doing it. And if that was fulfilled, what's going to happen in the next 20? What's going to happen in the next 10? I tell you what, I'm ruined forever, for I figure my lifelong occupation will be day and night worship around the throne of God. I'm here for life unless God yanks me and shouts and an angel, Gabriel, tells me to go somewhere else.
No, if that happens, I'm getting the Faulkners and the Myers together and we're going to reverse something.
Mike, I'm just grateful to be here. And I'm telling you, I want to stir us all. There is nothing better that you can do with your life than ministry to the Lord, keeping the fires on your heart, and then praying to unleash God to do what you could never do through your own ministry. Let him do it. And now I feel we have come into a moment when the actual arrows are being shot from the fully bent bow. Exodus cry, Levi, whoom, whoom. What happens when God starts sending thousands of the sons and daughters out of accumulated the fully bent bow of prayer? I tell you what, I'm like an old man that dreamed dreams. And I thank God for it. I'm ready to sign up, Mike.
Let's stand. We're going to have the ushers dismiss you by rows. So it's a little orderly because it'll go faster that way. That's why. So the ushers would come and stand by the rows. We have ones at the back as well. So ushers, take the back row as well and release them to go to the back ones, because we've got tables all around. Okay, let's all the ushers get in place, and I'm going to pray. Daniel, I want you to pray. And you're going to pray over this, but before you pray over this, I'm going to pray for your wife. And then you're going to pray for this as our CEO. I think this is one of the most significant development in our structure is Daniel Lim, the CEO of IHOP. This was the most significant developmental structure that happened. So I want you to pray this, but I'm going to pray for your wife first. Father, let's pray for Levi. Levi's far away with the president, the prime minister, and all the leaders and doing the stuff out in Myanmar. Lord, I ask you for our beloved Levi.
Yes.
Lord, we stand right now before your throne, and we ask you for the favor of God to rest upon her. That you said that the glory of God would go before her and behind her. You would go before her, setting up things that doors open quick. You give dreams in advance, even to the ungodly, and she'd speak a phrase,
yes,
and they would open their heart. You would go ahead and stir up the systems and the people before she shows up, and that thing would just open up in, yes, the favor of God.
Yes.
I ask that you'd give her spirit of revelation. I ask you for protection around her spirit and her physical body. We ask for the angels of God to strengthen her. We ask for the anointing of revelation on her. We ask for her words from her mouth to be like a sword. We ask for supernatural provision. And we ask for the burden of God on the IHOP community to lift her name up night and day until she returns. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen.
So lead us in a prayer of dedication for the next years. And then the ushers will lead us and the worship team will begin.
Let's look to the Lord in prayer. This is a sober moment before the Lord. As Lou says, it's no longer just a dream. It is a reality that we breathe and we live in day by day. Let's just wait upon the Lord, and I'm going to ask the Lord to just give me words as we that reflect the heart of God at this moment as we dedicate this moment unto the Lord as a spiritual family. Abba. Abba. We ask you as a spiritual family, Lord, for grace and abundance of grace to build the house of the Lord in this place. You say you will set watchmen on the wall. You have handpicked living stones to build the house of the Lord. Many were not yet even been formed in the mother's womb in May of 1983. But you saw many, and you gather in Kansas City. So Lord, for the next 10 years, for those who already said yes to you and who is saying yes again tonight, and many more that will be coming to join us, and many more that will be bringing this reality to be reproduced in the nation and cities of the world. We ask you, God, for the Zechariah chapter 4 oil, that not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the living God, that you will build for yourself a glorious habitation on the earth, that the knowledge of God will cover the earth from sea to sea, from coast to coast. We ask you for greater grace upon the prophetic singer, musicians, upon people from all different skills to build this house. You anoint, release anointing, Lord. All form of spiritual giftings in full operation in this movement, Lord. We ask you for an inbreaking. Lord, usher us in. Let the glory of God break in this season. In our 10-year mark, begin to usher in, Lord, the habitation of your glory in our midst in a greater and a tangible way. Father, we thank you. Let these signatures on the paper dry tonight before the book of remembrance in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. put on.